BBC World Service, it's midnight GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. The White House says indirect talks about extending the ceasefire with Iran are productive and ongoing, hours after Pakistani mediators arrived in Tehran.
Pakistan's Army Chief Field Marshal Asim Munir, we're told, brought proposals for possibly another round of talks, possibly a proposal to extend the two-week ceasefire, which expires next Wednesday.
We hear from our chief international correspondent who is in Iran. Also on the newsroom, a US court has found that Ticketmaster and its parent company Live Nation operated as an illegal monopoly, a ruling that could shake up the live music industry. And later...
In some classes, for example, mathematics, I've noticed we've used more books during the later years than computers.
A return to pen and paper in some Swedish schools. First, our top stories.
BBC News with David Harper. The United States has said it's discussing a possible second round of peace talks with Iran in Pakistan. The White House press secretary expressed optimism about the prospect of a deal and said indirect talks on extending the current two-week ceasefire were productive and ongoing. Bernd de Boosman was at the briefing in the White House. He explains why Washington appears content with the current negotiations.
They seem kind of very pleased with the state of the conversations that are happening in the background rather than direct in-person conversations. But at the same time, they didn't set any date or timeline for in-person discussions other than to say that if that does take place, it would then take place in Islamabad. They're very happy with the way the Pakistani government has served as a mediator. But I think it's a little too early to kind of set a date there. But certainly the White House seems content with the way that that discussion is happening. And for now, to just let the blockade and economic impact on Iran be in place.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military is continuing its offensive against Hezbollah in Lebanon, despite international pressure for a ceasefire. Mr. Netanyahu said Israeli troops were close to capturing the southern town of Bint Jabal, which he described as a Hezbollah stronghold. Israel's security cabinet is reported to have met to discuss a possible ceasefire, but no decision has been announced. Iran insists Lebanon must be included. A big fire has broken out at one of Australia's two oil refineries, with explosions reported to be sending flames up to 60 metres high. The fire was reported at 11 p.m. local time at the Geelong refinery in Victoria State. Residents in parts of Geelong have been told to stay indoors and keep windows closed due to hazardous smoke. Simon Atkinson is in Melbourne.
This is one of just two sites in Australia that can refine fuel. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has highlighted the country's reliance on fuel imports, and the fact Australia only had two oil refineries has become a point of political debate. News of the blaze will worry motorists and industry in the nation, which has seen the price of diesel double since war began and petrol costs surge too, while airlines are trimming services and hiking ticket prices because of jet fuel costs.
A court in New York has found that the entertainment company Live Nation and its Ticketmaster subsidiary illegally monopolised the selling of tickets for big concert venues. There will be further court hearings on what Live Nation must now do to restore competition. Our North America correspondent Neda Taufik reports from New York.
The concert giant Live Nation, which owns Ticketmaster, was accused of smothering competition, leading to higher ticket prices and less protection for fans, artists, and independent venues. The company controls 80% of major concert venues in the United States, and Ticketmaster controls exclusive ticketing contracts at more than 70% of all major venues, according to lawmakers. Live Nation could now be forced to split from Ticketmaster or sell off some of its venues.
The outcome is a victory for 33 US states that carried on with the case after the federal government reached a settlement. BBC News. The mayor of New York has condemned a video showing police officers beating a man they were attempting to arrest, believing him to be a drug suspect. Zoran Mamdani described it as extremely disturbing and unacceptable. In the nearly 8 minutes long clip, two officers are seen hitting the man's face, kicking him and dragging him across the shop floor. Hungary's Prime Minister-elect, Péter Modjor, has pushed to accelerate the transfer of power following talks with the country's president. He also accused Tomasz Sulyok of being unfit to represent Hungary. Nick Thorpe reports from the capital, Budapest.
Just 3 days after a landslide election victory, Tisza party leader Péter Modjor urged the Hungarian president, Tomasz Sulyok, to do everything to speed up the transition of power. Under the timetable they agreed, the new Tisza government should be in place by mid-May. Péter Modjor also asked the president to resign as a loyalist of outgoing Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Earlier, Mr. Madjar gave abrasive interviews to public service radio and TV. Live on air, he repeated his promise to suspend all news programmes of state TV and radio until independent editors can take over.
Burkina Faso's military government has dissolved more than 100 civil society groups in the largest move of its kind since a new law on associations came into force last July. It's considered a further clampdown on freedom, with 21 organisations already banned. The ruling junta has cracked down on NGOs, unions and the opposition since it seized power in 2022. The World Bank, in partnership with other development banks, has launched a new global initiative aimed at improving secure water access for 1 billion people within the next 4 years. The World Bank's head said Water Forward would prioritise reducing leaks in urban areas, modernising irrigation and improving the reuse of wastewater. And that's the latest BBC News.